Andrew Yang, MSNBC cut off my mic during debate, let other Dems interject. By Tony Lee on June 28, 2019. Entrepreneur Andrew Yang, D, accused MSNBC of cutting off his microphone on numerous occasions at Thursday night's debate while letting other establishment Democrats chaotically interject. When a supporter at an after-party event in Miami, Florida, asked why the upstart presidential candidate did not speak more at the debate, Yang said he tried to contribute to the conversation on numerous occasions but his microphone did not work. And there were also a few times, FYI, where I just started talking, being like, hey, I'd like to add something there, and my mic was not on, he said. It's not like if you start talking it all of a sudden takes over the convo. As I was talking, nothing was happening. He said there were at least a few times that he quite literally felt mechanically restricted when he tried to interject and speak at the debate. There were times when I wanted to make a contribution on climate change or education or other things and my mic didn't work, he said. My mic's actually not on, and so I would just start talking and the moderators would just ignore and it doesn't matter. He said he realized that the moderators and those backstage who control the microphones wield a considerable amount of influence. But MSNBC may have inadvertently done Yang a favor. Yang, the candidate who got the least amount of airtime, actually won the Drudge Report poll by a landslide. And it seems like the more Democrats were goaded into talking about decriminalizing illegal border crossings and offering government-funded health care to all illegal immigrants, the more they turned off voters. MSNBC has strangely not included Yang in its graphics, even though Yang is one of just 8 candidates at the moment who is all but guaranteed to qualify for the next round of debates and was one of the first candidates to meet both the polling and fundraising requirements to qualify for the first round of debates. On Thursday evening, MSNBC's moderators, for some reason, repeatedly fed candidates like Senator Michael Bennet, DCO, questions even though Bennet likely barely qualified for the debate only because a few bozos chose him as their first choice candidate in a CNN poll even after telling the pollsters they had never heard of him. Yang, who is running on giving a $1,000 per month freedom dividend to every American adult while warning Americans about the impact automation will have on the economy, thanked his supporters during the debate for helping him get on the debate stage while going around the establishment left media.